Today we will be hearing two very brief and contrasting movements from Sergei Rachmaninoff's Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom. The 16th movement is the setting of the first verse of Psalm 148. A translation of the Old Church Slavonic reads something like, "Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the highest." In the score, Rachmaninoff instructs singers to, quote, "start slowly and quietly, gradually accelerating and getting louder," end quote. He also carefully and consistently adds little accent marks over certain notes, indicating they are to be stressed slightly, not the whole phrase, but just those notes. Singers often fail to do this because it's not the natural way to sing a melody, but the effect is wonderful. The first two pages are built around the chord F major. So to my mind, this static harmony, which does not change, along with the little accents and the tiny melodic patterns which keep spinning around over and over, all of this reminds me of church bells on a Sunday morning in an otherwise quiet, quaint European town. Someone starts ringing their church bells, the sopranos, and soon another church joins in, the altos, and another, the tenors, and another. I have heard this happen repeatedly, and it is mesmerizing. The movement concludes with repeated Alleluias, which bring us back to the key of F major, where we began, and the bell ringing becomes slower, more quiet, and then ceases altogether. The 17th movement opens with the celebrant's invitation to draw near in the fear of God and with faith. I find these words powerful. Mennonites and other non-liturgical denominations seldom speak this way about approaching God, so I find it refreshing. The choir then has two responses. There ought to be a prayer inserted between the two, but I could not find a recording including the intervening prayer. In the first response, the choir sings forth its acclamation in full voice, words from Psalm 118, verse 26, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." Of course, these words were later cried out by the throng while Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the donkey, something we remember every Palm Sunday. After the celebrant's prayer, which is not in our recording, the choir quietly begins its next text with the words, "We have seen the true light." The basses are quietly singing five measures of low Cs, almost like double basses in a string orchestra. They're present, they're rounding out the sound, but they're not really noticed. The movement of only 90 seconds then slowly grows in volume and intensity. "We have found the true faith," worshiping the undivided Trinity, and then the climax for the words, "Who has saved us?"